First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 29 of our Lenten journey is given by Bridget Silvert. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
Romans 8:18 says, "For consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." This Lenten season is a special one for me, as this March marks 4 years of my mental health stability. I grew up in church. I consistently went to Sunday school and worship service. I attended VBS the majority of the years I was eligible. I was baptized when I was 10 years old, and I knew all of my Bible stories backwards and forwards. However, despite my years of my steady faith, my knowledge of who God is, and growing up in a God-centered household, I still encountered a time where I lost sight of the Lord. In the winter of 2020, I suffered the most severe depressive episode I have ever encountered. I always struggled with mental health and was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder when I was 14, but I had never had an episode quite like this one. I was a sophomore at Mercer University at the time, and it was one of those winters that was especially bleak. It was cold and raining every day. I had foolishly registered for 17 credit hours, which I did not need to take, but for some reason, my advisors did not stop me. The combination of my susceptibility to anxiety and depression, the dreary weather, and my heavy workload caused me to slip deeper and deeper into depression. I struggled to keep up with my schoolwork, slept more than usual, overate, rarely participated in social activities, and most of all, I could no longer see God working. I attended church on Sundays and went to the Baptist Collegiate Ministry, of which I was on the leadership council, but I did not care to be there. Even with a long history of struggles with mental health, I had never lost sight of God's presence. During this particular period, I still believed in God, but I was not reaching out for Him. I did not seek His comfort because I did not feel He was actually with me despite everything I had been told in church. I questioned how God could allow me to suffer if He was supposed to love me and give me comfort. A turning point came when I was attending BCM one night. In addition to a message given by a guest speaker, we would sing worship songs sung by a group of students. That night, "Another in the Fire" by Hillsong Worship was sung, and the lyrics to that song changed my outlook on everything. "There'll be another in the fire standing next to me. There'll be another in the waters holding back the seas. And should I ever need reminding how good you've been to me, I'll count the joy come every battle, because I know that's where you'll be." I started crying. The song made me realize what I had lost sight of. God hadn't abandoned me. He hadn't left me to suffer in silence. He was always with me. He walked with me to class. He sat by me in church when I didn't want to be there. He laid his hand on me as I cried myself to sleep. He was with me through the entire battle. It is so easy to lose sight of God's presence when we are struggling. We become so wrapped up in the negative, we do not realize when God is right next to us. In fact, when we start to feel ourselves slip into sadness, frustration, or anger, this is the time when we need to praise Him more. By reverting our thinking to the goodness of God, we can protect ourselves from the dark hole and trials and tribulations. When COVID hit in the spring of 2020, I did what most people did while in quarantine, took up new hobbies. One of these hobbies consisted of me leafing through the Bible, finding stories and verses that discussed anxiety and depression. At first, this proved challenging because the words depression and anxiety were not used in the same way as biblical times. However, the more I spent looking in the Word for any mention of mental health struggles, the more I discovered that I was essentially reading about myself, written by others from so long ago. These great biblical leaders who have been studied and admired for their steadfast devotion to God at times felt the same way I did, hopeless, distant, doubtful. Moses, David, even Jesus at times felt overwhelming despair. However, it was always God's faithful hand that led them out of the darkness. He never promised that this life would be easy. He never promised that following Him would fix all of our worldly problems. In fact, there will always be worldly obstacles that hurt us and make us wonder why our Heavenly Father would allow for this to happen. But He did promise to never leave us. He promised to always love us and protect us if we seek Him out. We are the ones that wander astray. He is steadfast. Though I have come a long way in terms of my mental health from February 2020, there are still moments where negative thoughts take over. However, before I let it run my life, I remember that Thursday night singing Another in the Fire. I think of God's glory and all of the things that He has blessed me with. And though we will never truly know the extent of God's glory until we are united with our Father in heaven, we are able to catch glimpses of God's glory when we see Him in the fire, standing with us amidst the flames. Lord, I pray that even in the darkest times, we remember to see Your light so that we may feel Your comfort and Your strength.